Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arbi HaKasholim, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in Udalev, in the bottom part of the Amud, brings that Kacha Yu Nekiyei Hadas Yerushalayim Oisim. The people that are Nekiyei Hadas, that's their nickname. People that their Das is Noki. How do they do Yerushalayim? So the Gemara brings three things. And the third thing is, Lo Yu Nechrasim Besuudo. They didn't go into Suudo. And can yoidi mi meisevi moment, lest they know who is going to be sitting with them at the seuda. As Rashi explains, because it's a gnai, it's a gnus, it's something which is disgraceful for a talmid chacham to be eating a seuda with a amoritz. So they want to make sure before who's going to be in that seuda. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Kufayin says, brings this lahalacha. Neki adas Yerushalayim lo misupi beseuda and can yoidi mi meisevi moment. And he brings the reason we just mentioned. So the Bir Halacha there says, in the end of his words, that it's only a Isser if they're sitting mamish together. Etzlom. Etzlom means together mamish. But if they're sitting in the same room, but they have their own table, then it's not a problem. And he brings a Raya from the Medrash and Rus Rabo, Pasha Vov, Dalit, that's brought down over there, that when Avuyo, who was the father of Elisha ben Avuyo, so he was Migdoy Leador. And when he wanted to do a bris milah for his son, he called all G'day Yerushalayim. And came Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. And as they're eating and drinking, so Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua tell each other, these guys are doing whatever they're doing. They're busy with shtusim. Let's learn Torah. And then they start learning Torah, and the Medrash says, Yodvorim smichim kin nisnosim yisinai, v'ha'esh me'alehetet v'yisvoyzeim. There was fire around them. And Avuyo was so impressed with this mare, with this fire, he said, you know what, my son will be for Torah. And because he didn't do it lishmo, he just do it for, you know, for the covet, to be choshuv, so that's why, that's what happened to his son, the Yoytzel Tarbus Ro. So the Rav of the Bir Halacha is, that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua were sitting in the same seuda with people that seemed to be Amoritz. But they, because they were busy in their own tables, sitting and learning their own Torah, it's not a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Achronim, and the Bir Halacha says the Mat Moshe, says that even if it's a Seudas Mitzvah, the Talmid Chacham cannot sit with Amei Haaretz. And the Bir Halacha questions this. He says, first of all, I don't know what the source of it is. And he says, we know the Mitzvah is Magna Umatzla. Chor, the Mitzvah should be Megan. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah asks, if a Seudas Mitzvah, the Chor should be okay for the Talmid Chacham to sit with Amei Haaretz. So I saw that Bichil Michel Stern from Yerushalayim, he brings his question, the Bir Halacha says, I don't know what do you mean. There's a very clear source, the Gabi Sudas Mitzvah. There's a Tezis and Psach and Tavkuv Yudalit. So the Gemara there brings things that people get punished for. And one of them is someone does not sin in Sudas Mitzvah. So Tezis says, that's only if Yesham Neodo Mehugonim, people that are in the right level. But if it's people that are Amoritz, like we see in our Gemara, so then you should not be sitting even though it's a Seudas Milah, which is a mitzvah. And so brings the Ramon, Yeridah Simon Reish Samechei, that the Seuda, the Bismillah, is called the Seudas Mitzvah. And anybody that does not participate is a Menudah L'Shamayim, but Davka Shin Tzuhu Shem B'nehodah Mu'ugonim. And when Tzuhu B'nehodah Shem Mu'ugonim, Ein Tzach Le'echol Sham. So the Chor, a very clear source, that even a Seudas Mitzvah should not be eating if Talmid Chacham should not be eating together with Am Haaretz. The Bir Halacha says that even if you hold the Seudas Mitzvah you cannot have, that's only if there's no toelis, there's no benefit from the other people from the Talmid Chacham. But if they're going to benefit from him, he says, for example, let's say they do a meal because they're doing Achrasas Orchim. And because the Talmid Chacham is there, it's going to encourage everybody to do even more this mitzvah. So then says the Bir Halacha, then for sure he can be Meisiv Imoim. He can't be Meisiv Imoim just to have a Talmid Chacham Am Haaretz, and there's no benefit for Talmid Chacham to be there. But if he's going to cause Hashpa, he's going to influence others to do more, then for sure he is allowed to do that. Adi Rabbi, it's a big mitzvah to be there. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.